Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network. A reminder, as always, to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network wherever you get your podcasts. That's way you don't miss any of our football content that we love bringing you here. Also, a reminder, you can get detailed film room analysis on the college game, the pro game, from a coaching and scouting perspective over at LandryFootball.com. So get the best recruiting and college transfer, college football information, as well as NFL draft, NFL free agency, in season, out of season, 12 months a year. Get a background that you can't get anywhere else, a coaching and scouting background that's helping you understand the whys of football coaching and scouting. Understand the game better. Take advantage of the scouting season offer that we have on tap for you at the front of the page. It's 50% discount. Take you through, obviously, this scouting season, the free agency, the draft, the transfer portal, you name it, as well as taking you through the draft and free agency, the transfer portal, recruiting, next year's recruiting, all the way through next football season. So great chance to get on board at LandryFootball.com. I wanted to spend a little time telling you about somebody that you may have heard of, you may not have. Undoubtedly, you probably didn't know him. Lost a good friend this week. The best football scout I ever knew. The best scouting instincts I ever knew. Spent many a days on the road scouting with this man. Bobby Bethard died at the age of 86. He had Alzheimer's. Having seen my father pass with Alzheimer's in 2004, I knew what struggles that Bobby had and was dealing with. So it's been a long illness. Knew his sons. Bobby was one of a kind. I'm going to tell you some things about him that you know, you didn't know, but he was inducted in the Hall of Fame in 2018. And you hear things about certain people and certain names that come out that are good friends of the media, the Gil Brandts of the world that really had no football background and didn't do half the things that he claims he did, but he gets a lot of credit for things. Bobby Bethard was not only the best evaluator of talent I've ever been around, but he was very humble, and he was always instinctive, hardworking, and would never talk about the hundreds of players that he did hit on. He'd talk about the one or two that he didn't. He famously drafted Ryan Leaf. He didn't have the chance. He didn't like him more than Peyton Manning, but that was Ryan Leaf versus – and – he always, that was the thing he talked about, he regretted, and understandably so, but he did so much in his career. I'm going to take you back to the AFL days. He started with the Kansas City Chiefs. You remember those Hank Stram Chiefs? If you don't, you certainly know about them from football history. The Hall of Famers after Hall of Famers after Hall of Famers, obviously participating in the first couple of Super Bowls. the first Super Bowl against the, and then the fourth Super Bowl, the Hall of Famers, the Pro Football Hall of Famers on that team, largely a lot to do with Bobby Bethard. He would tell you no. People who worked in day in, day out, yes. He worked there in 63, worked there in 66, 67, put a lot of those guys in the early to mid-60s. That was the hallmark of the Hank Tram's Chiefs teams. He was a guy that built a power there. I remember when the Chiefs beat the Vikings in Super Bowl IV, being so disappointed, kind of growing up as a Viking fan, thinking the Vikings clearly were the favorite. And to give you an idea where things were at that time, the media thought it was going to be is just as big of a blowout as they thought the Colts were going to beat the Jets in Super Bowl III. It was Super Bowl IV that basically cemented the AFL as, oh, yeah, they're really that good. Super Bowl III was a fluke, they said. Super Bowl IV, when you go back and look at it, the Chiefs far more talented than the Vikings, loaded with talent. That was largely due to Bobby Bethard. He went to the Falcons in 68 and 71 with a promotion. And, you know, people think, oh, the Falcons weren't good. No, those Falcon teams that began to be pretty good, the Bartkowski, Steve Bartkowski, yeah, that was Bobby Bethard. So that team that was the foundation of the grit splits, those good Falcon teams, again, lots of talent put in by Bobby Bethard. He then goes, after spending a few years with the Falcons, he accepts the job as the director of player personnel for Don Shula at the Dolphins. All he did there is build the team, the undefeated 72 team, the teams that were dominant in the mid to late 70s, all the way through for Don Shula. He was the personnel director, the guy that was the right-hand man. With that, he went to Washington in 1978 to become the general manager with the Washington Redskins. All he did there, and Joe Gibbs was a big part of it, but he worked well with great coaches wherever he was at.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. And he guided them to two Super Bowl wins and three championship appearances during a 10-year stint, building a roster, late-round hits on offensive linemen, backs that were late-round picks, quarterbacks that he found that, you know, yes, Gibbs got a lot out of them, but they had talent. They had depth of talent, and that was led by Bobby. He left Washington in 1990 to become the general manager of the Chargers, and he stayed with the team until retiring in 2000. All he did there, he built the Chargers into their first Super Bowl appearance in 1994. The Stan Humphries picks. I mean, you go on and on and on. The guy, everywhere he went, he had an impact, a huge impact, a big major part, if not the biggest part, of the reason that those teams had success. You know the coaches. You know who they were, and you know you see them on the sidelines. You don't know us scouts that are doing a lot of the work behind the scenes. This is He's one of the best judge of talents I've ever been around. He instinctively knew things and saw things that some of us maybe didn't see. He was a friendly, caring, given, thoughtful person who brought people from all walks of life together. He was the best GM in football. He was once labeled the smartest guy in football, and he was so embarrassed by it. He was the guy that would sit on his surfboard in the ocean. He ran Boston marathons. He jogged trails alongside and chatted in the checkout line of the local market. He was the everyday guy. He's the neighbor that you always known and liked. Maybe you just came across him for 5 minutes. The regular guy, exceptional, one of a kind. Great vision for evaluating players and building teams. It's not about collecting talent. It's building a football team. He not only built winning teams throughout his career, but he built winning cultures. And it was hiring of coaches. It's understanding who had the gift and who had an understanding, working with coaches so well. That's a big part of what it's all about. He combined an eye for talent with a special gift for working with other people. He's a Hall of Famer. He played football, but his brother, Pete Beathard, was the football star of the family, the great USC quarterback. Bobby got a chance to go play college ball and actually came down where part of the country I'm from, LSU. He went to LSU and he stayed at LSU for like, I want to say it was 3 or 4 days. Wasn't more than a week. Got homesick, left, went back. Played it, loved it. But it was how he got into the game as a personnel guy. When you have that type of impact on the Chiefs, on the Falcons, on the Dolphins, on the Redskins, on the Chargers. I mean, folks, he's got rings with five teams. I mean, he's just got, I know the Falcons and the Chargers didn't win the Super Bowl. Look at what he was able to do. He cared deeply about everybody that he worked with. He put the team first, no ego. He'd stick to his guns, he'd get, but no ego in him. He had some mad scientist elements, but he had mad success. He found players from traditional powers and the most random schools before modern scouting tools were even used. He would trade away first round picks and, you know, trade later round picks to get a guy in the first round. He would do just about anything. He knew what he wanted. He identified what he wanted, and he got what he wanted. Of the three times Beathard used the first to turn into Hall of Fames, Art Monk and Darryl Green, they both played collegiately on the Division II level. He found an undrafted free agent defensive lineman who turned into a left tackle, Joe Jacoby. Spent an 11th round pick in 1979 on Central Arkansas linebacker Monte Coleman, who played more games than anyone in team history. Retired in 94. The never-ending search for a quarterback depth led to spending a third-round pick on Jay Schrader, a failed baseball player in 84, a sixth-round selection in Mark Rippon in 86, Stan Humphries in 88. All three at least started in a conference championship game, with Rippon named MVP of a Super Bowl. And most of all, Beathard helped convince Jack Ken Cook to hire Chargers, a former Chargers coordinator, as Washington's head coach. Joe Gibbs is the guy that he picked and combined to win two Super Bowls and three appearances with another ring coming soon after the GM moved on. Not all of Beathard's swings turned into home runs, folks, but the pursuit of talent brought him to all corners, and he was the best. He wasn't some guy that took credit for other people's work.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
He gave credit to other people for stuff that he did. He was the guy that you'd want to admire. There was no phony in him. Humble to a fault, but played the game, had experience coaching. And in an era where it was important to have played and coached and do things the hard way, to have the instincts and to be able to look at things and look at film and determine who can play and who couldn't, that's what made him the best. There are guys now in this analytical world that, you know, have titles and, you know, go to press conferences to talk about their draft picks when they didn't know the first thing about the players that they drafted. They just listen to the personnel people, the scouts, tell them about the player, and they take credit for it. That's most of the league today. You've seen a lot of guys do that because they want to have that notoriety as being great. Bobby was, even when he was a GM, he was a guy that acted like a scout. He'd go on the road and scout players. You know, he'd let people handle the administrative part, and he would deal from the road like he needed to, but he went and saw the best college players. He was one of the truly best around. And he did it by being a scout and working his way up. That's what made him great. Others come into the GM role from a different perspective that don't have the foundation in coaching or scouting. And they become more phonies than any. They become administrators and have a role, but they con people into thinking about, you know, talking about how great they are in evaluating players. You'd never see him in a tie. He'd always be wearing a polo or a sweater if it was cold, and it was just tennis shoes. And again, liked to spend his time surfing when he could and spending time with his family. He resided, he moved. His son, one of his sons is a, you remember his grandson played quarterback at Iowa. One of his sons was a very successful music writer and ended up moving near his son in Franklin, Tennessee, his wife Christine and him. So I thought it was fitting as he passed away during Senior Bowl week, the ultimate end-of-the-year collaboration of scouting in scouting football players. Oh, yeah, he understood who could run, and he understand athletes, but he was best when you clicked on the film at watching players. Learned a lot from him.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we shared a lot of conversations about what we saw in guys, what we didn't see. It was a great ride, and we'll miss you, Bobby. Hope you've had a chance now to learn a little bit more about what made the guy great as a person and what made him great as the only true super scout that I ever knew in the world of football. Folks, we'll remind you that we're going to keep you up to date on everything, not only at the Senior Bowl, free agency, the Super Bowl coming up, just loaded with stuff here on the Landry Football Podcast Network. So subscribe, like, and share, if you would, the Landry Football Podcast Network, so that you can get all of our football content. A reminder that you can get more detail, film room analysis on the college and pro game over at LandryFootball.com. See the game from a coaching and scouting perspective. Take advantage of the scouting season offer that we have, 50% off over at LandryFootball.com. Hey, great to be with you as always. Talk to you again next time, everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.